Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
We want to talk about your worst first day.
Oh, yeah.
Does it have to be on the job? We haven't really talked
about school or...
Yeah, okay, yeah. Worst first day of anything. Because there's was this on Reddit or something? We stole this from somebody. They're saying 10 most common ways people screw up on their first new day of the job.
Uh-oh.
You
do all of
this? Well, let's talk about this.
Every job I take on.
How, Steve, I'm guessing today you did. You met somebody. You met our intern's father. What's his first name?
No. Starts with a G.
See,
it's not Gary.
Because you just don't. We don't remember names.
I even said
and
it
that's
back.
A huge mistake you make on the first day.
I shook his hand. I said it back so I can remember. Gordy.
He's right.
Thank you.
Well, the next thing you can do wrong on your first day of the job is you get somebody's name wrong. But I think you did good. I just think it would be awkward if that were your boss and you're like, okay, so I'm going to get that report. It starts with a G. Hold on. I know it's Gordy. Yeah. Woo! I'll get that report right out for you, Gordy.
Gordy.
Like, yeah, I mean.
Nice, yeah.
That would be bad. Next, they said something stupid because of their nerves.
Oh, okay.
You know that I know somebody who knocked themselves out on their first day of the job.
That's right.
They got a job.
That was your brother.
Maybe, allegedly.
That was his
brother. Had to go in.
That's right.
First day of the job. And they're like, they hire you and then they do the drug test, which is weird.
Really weird.
It's like, well, they'll just immediately fire you, I guess, if you don't pass it.
Oh, okay.
So they did a blood test or something first, which is weird. I mean, that's a lot. So they took the blood and he already has that thing where he's not good with that, but he wanted to seem like he's all cool. And they're like, next we need a UA. So they hand him the cup to go pee. And he's like, all right, I'll be right back. They're like, you can wait a second. He's like, no, I'm good. Goes in the bathroom.
And just biffs.
Biffs on the urinal. They find him in a puddle of his own blood.
Yeah.
And
a cup in one hand. Yeah. And something in the
yeah, it's like,
can we not hire him tonight anymore?
Can't figure it out. So they had to test his pants because that's where all his pee was. And he's wringing them out into the cup. It's okay. This happens.
Your pants like to party because we found a lot of stuff in here.
Let's see what else. Went to the wrong place.
On the first day, I will drive there the night before so I know exactly where I'm going.
I want everybody to know that Steve is not lying.
Yeah.
He, like, anytime we do anything, he literally does dry runs.
I will.
But you have to when you're still printing directions from MapQuest.
Whatever, they're perfect directions.
Welcome to 1990.
Hey, your guys' stupid GPS never gets me where I'm going. That's why MapQuest, every time, boom.
Why wouldn't
Because you're always the guys telling me to go in and drive into rivers.
You understand that MapQuest like stopped updating stuff. So sometimes I remember you had to do a thing.
I didn't know that part.
Yeah. I mean, maybe they update. I don't know. But it was like, I remember you texting me. I almost remember the name of the, I'm not positive, but I believe you were doing an appearance for Lennar at Copperleaf.
Oh, that's
and nice. None of the maps had it on there yet.
Because it was a new
and you're
neighborhood.
Like, dude, I can't find the place. I'm like, it's right here. He's like, dude. Like, well, of course, MapQuest doesn't have it. Fool.
Why
it's
would they? They're MapQuest.
Because they're
MapQuest. Oh, you remember.
They're, yeah. Because it was like, I'm driving on. Actually, I was at the appearance. I remember now. I'm like, okay, Steve, here's the thing. It's a brand new home community. So stop. Look up. Because they always have those balloons 7,000 feet in the air.
And it's like, that.
I see lots of balloons. So he went to Richmond, and then he went to Capital Pacific and Toll Brothers. I can name home builders
really
all day long.
Yes, you can.
Finally, once the remote was wrapping up, it was like, hey, everybody, look, here comes Steve.
I'm here.
Hi.
I've got balloons from all the other builders.
Yes. Hey, man, there's some cool homes over here, too, if you want to Lennar. Lennar's great.
That's my house.
So speaking of showing up the wrong place, this adjunct instructor went to a new college. Went to the wrong classroom.
That's right.
Gets up there, starts teaching his intro to religion class for over an hour. No one stops him.
That's the weird thing.
You're literally sitting there with a calculus book, and this guy's, all right, let's start at Genesis. Oh, we're going to dig all the way down into calculus.
The first time a number appears in the Bible.
All right, no, so we got to see Leviticus. Here's one. That's the worst first day ever.
You're right. Every class, if you're going to start at the beginning, you really have to go back. Like,
all right, so today in home economics, we're starting at Job. I don't know why Job. It's weird. Then somebody else said at the end of their first day, speaking of saying something stupid, they sent an email to the staff of 40 people saying it's been a great day. I've actually been really busty.
Is that a busy oven?
Yeah. It turns out she actually does have really big boobs.
Oh.
And everybody's like, yes, you have. Can you imagine? Do you remember our first show? It had to be bad.
Yeah.
It was bad, right?
Because we hadn't seen each other in years.
Oh, yeah. We were just like.
Yeah, oh, we were wired.
Both of us want to talk. No, you talk. Ah, right. You talk. Ah.
We were just so amped.
Who talks first? I talk first. You talk first.
Yes.
All right. So be it at work. Most of our stories were work. But if you went to your first day of school and barfed on yourself.
Oh, fun.
Had your monthly. Whatever it is. Like. Could even be your worst first date if it had to be. Whatever. Your first day of something was so tragic that it's ingrained in your head forever. Mm. We want to hear about your worst first day. Zach?
Yeah, guys.
Yeah. Hi. Worst first day.
Okay, so it was my first day of high school, and one of the girls I went to school with, her mom had given her pepper spray on a keychain in case she needed it.
Yes.
And she's showing her friends, they're all goofing around with it, and they ended up spraying it into the air, and it goes into the vents, and it spreads out through the school.
Oh, yeah, that's what happens with that.
Yeah, and a couple of kids, they started having reactions to it, but they obviously weren't forthcoming with what happened immediately since they were scared.
So the school thinks there's anthrax in there.
Yeah, they were terrified, and we're, it's noon, we still have 3 hours left, and all of a sudden we're getting shepherded out to the football field. No one has any idea what's going on, and then ambulances start pulling up in droves.
Because they don't,
having these reactions and stripping them and showering them in front of all their peers.
Because it could be sarin. Like, we don't.
Wow.
Oh, man, that's not a great.
Yeah, scrape the school.
They bulldozed it. Yep.
That's fun.
That's not a great first day. Thank you. Heather.
Yay.
Worst first day.
So it was my first day working at an MRI office, and I had never worked in an office before, so I was super nervous to begin with. And I had brought like a little microwave lunch with rice in it that you're supposed to put water in and then microwave. Mm-hmm. So I put it in the microwave, went back to the front desk, and then suddenly we start smelling smoke. So I run back to the microwave, and my rice meal is like black and charred and smoked.
Yeah, you didn't put the water in.
Oh.
No, sure didn't. And so the MRI techs come running out like, oh my God, what is that smoke? I'm like, it's okay. Heather just burnt her lunch. And then it was not a standalone office. It was in a building. So we had all these people coming down like, oh, my God, do you guys smell smoke? And they're like, no, the new girl just burned her lunch. And it smelled like smoke for about a week. And so we constantly had patients and people going, oh, my gosh, what's that smoke smell? And, oh, it's okay. Heather just, burned her
lunch. It smelled like Burt Marie Callender lasagna in here.
Yeah. Wow. So, they just it never went away. I was always the girl that burned her lunch.
They had to move. I would have crawled into the MRI tunnel, that little where you
Heather started the fire.
Okay.
Sorry. It just reminds me of an office episode. Nice. I was trying to find the song for you. Yeah. Thank you for the call, Heather. Teresa.
Yay.
Worst first day.
Okay, so I got a job as a receptionist at this company where it was one of the things where you wear a headset and you sit at the front desk all day and you answer phones. And
nightmare. Yeah,
it was... Kind of. Wait till you hear. So I didn't realize that the phone system had a feature where you could use it as an intercom and speak to every single phone in the company. Yeah. And so I had a friend who worked in the company who had gotten me the job, really. And she stopped by the desk midway through the day to see how I was doing. And we were just chatting, and I had just started seeing this guy. And she was asking me how that was going, and it was actually going really well. So we started chatting. And I was telling her about it, and I somehow activated the feature that accessed every single phone.
You're like intercomming every phone.
I was intercomming every phone while I was going into explicit friend detail like you do, because girls tell each other everything about what I had done last night with my new
relations wise,
really getting it on.
Oh,
heck yeah.
Good God.
Yeah. So that was also my last day because I got so embarrassed. I never went back.
I was going to say, you probably had every male employee lining like, up by your desk.
Doing the slow clap. It's like, you let us know if that relationship ever falls apart. Your resume is exquisite. You seriously just left and just abandoned ship.
See,
Because my friend got back to her desk and somebody was like, so do you know what just happened? And
then she called me,
oh my God.
Awkward.
Oh my God, Teresa. And
yeah. Like, you know, you learn the intercom system when you get a new job now, right? That's your first order of business?
Yes.
How to disable it?
Tell me how the phones work.
Yep.
Nicely done.
Thank you, Teresa. Katie?
Yay.
Yay. Worst first day.
It was my first day of work at a really super serious office, and around midday, my boss texted me about an important meeting he needed me to attend.
Okay.
I texted that I looked forward to speaking with him, but autocorrect changed it to sleeping with him.
Oh, yeah! How did that work out? Did you guys end up making babies, or what'd you do?
Got a raise?
No, we both just pretended like it never happened.
No!
Oh, there you got that awkwardness.
I was going to say, first day you get a bonus. That's a good first day.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.